Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
This episode is sponsored by Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races in West Virginia. May's featured entertainment includes Jamie Lisso on the 18th and Randy Houser on the 31st. Also enjoy special race day and Mother's Day buffets in the Skyline Terrace. Details and reservations at HollywoodCasinoCharlestown.com. Must be 21 to enter the casino floor and attend a show. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Welcome to the newest episode of Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. I'm your host, Jason Fraley, picking the brains of the top filmmakers, musicians, and artists of our time. Comedian Marlon Wayans performs live at MGM National Harbor near Washington, D.C. this Saturday night. He joined me to preview the show, as well as his upcoming special Good Grief on Amazon Prime and his new movie Goat by Jordan Peele's Monkey Paw Productions. He also shares memories of Scary Movie, Air, and Requiem for a Dream.
What's happening?
Hey, Marlon Wayans. Hey, thanks so much for joining us again on WTOP in Washington, D.C.
Gang, gang.
That's the best greeting anyone's ever done.
Thanks for having me.
We got to tell everyone you're coming to the MGM National Harbor here on May 11th. So everybody get your tickets now. I want to let everybody know, you know, we talked to you like in 2022, you know, so if you want to hear about In Living Color and Wayans Brothers and some of that stuff, check that up in the archives. I want to focus on your new stuff, including this show in the brief time we got here. So what all do we got at this MGM National Harbor show? You know, what sort of topics do we go into in your routine these days?
I always talk about me. Like my first special, which I did in D.C. at the National Harbor Theater, I would say mostly about the world, racism, politics, and the last 20 minutes I talked about my life. And then what I found was my best material was the material I did at the last 20 minutes. And I was like, that's what I want to do for the rest of my career and the rest of my time doing stand-up, is I want to take a deep dive into myself. I think everybody, because it's accessible, can talk about politics, race, state of the world,
right,
war, blah, blah, blah. I think the greatest thing you could talk about is yourself and discover your pain and then go, what's funny about that? And give it to the audience so they can digest it and deal with their own pain.
Great. So you're flipping it around. We're going to get mostly your life and your pain, your trauma as, you know, turned into comedy. Yeah.
It's a brand new set. The set I did Into My Pain is called Good Grief.
Yeah.
And it's about, I lost 58 people, including my parents, in the last 3 years.
Oh,
and I'm doing a special. It's June 4th. It releases on Amazon. It's not the set I'm doing now, but
that's the one at the Apollo Theater. That's the Apollo Theater one.
Yeah, that comes out June 4th on Amazon. And it's strong. I think it's my best set. But I think the one I'm going to do at MGM Grand is probably better than that one.
Okay, cool. So if we turn out to MGM National Harbor on May 11th, that's going to be different than the one that's on Amazon Prime. So there's a reason to check out both, folks.
I'm a beast. I'm trying to be like special. I don't want to be that guy that has the same act for 15 years. I want to be the guy that gives you a new special every year, year and a half, and you just go, wow, he just keeps turning over material. And I'm my only writer. I don't have writers. I write my own stuff. I do my own stuff. Me and God, that's my co-writer.
I love that. Well, funny you mentioned that. God Loves Me was your previous one, the most recent one, right? On HBO Max, right?
Yes, it was.
We'll invite folks to check that out, too, because we got to wait a couple weeks to get to the Amazon Prime one. So, yeah, go back, double back, and check that out, folks. Remind us what all you tackled in that one. Was that like Will Smith Oscar slap stuff, I think, somewhere in there?
That was all about the Will Smith Oscar stuff, but really my journey with Will, Jada, and Chris.
Okay.
And the slap is the thing that kind of was the inciting incident that I think he slapped Chris so hard. I felt it. And I was like, wait, I got memories. And so the whole hour was on that. And I think that was to up until God, Good Grief, which comes out May
June 4th.
I think that's my best one to date.
Wow. Awesome. Well, everyone check that out. And then the Good Grief you mentioned again, Amazon Prime, June 4th, everybody. That was at Apollo Theater. Now, both of your parents, didn't they grow up in Harlem? Is that why you wanted to kind of go back and pay homage there?
Yeah. Both my parents grew up in Harlem, and my mom won amateur night at the Apollo. And so I wanted to grace that stage to feel my parents and the ancestors and the angels around me, and my family was there. It was just a great show. Oh, it's a great show.
Must be a crazy spot to do it too. That's awesome. And just, I know we're here to try to make people laugh, but I do want to follow up. You said you lost 58 people in your life over the last couple of years.
60. I just lost two this week. It wasn't COVID. It's just combination of just life. You get 50, man. You're gonna make some friends. You're gonna lose some.
Wow.
You're gonna have some family. You're gonna lose some. I've been famous 30 years. I met a lot of people. You're gonna lose some.
Yeah.
Death is a part of life. And it just reminds you that you got to live your best life because one day we all die.
Wow. Yeah.
You guys are going to die. I'm going to live forever.
You probably will. Comedy is immortal. Hey, so let me ask, you're on a set, right? Where are we talking to you at now? Aren't you doing night shoots right now?
I just flew in at night shoots last night, and I flew to LA because my son is graduating college, him and his cousins. Four Wayanses are graduating college. And so I flew home. I just got off a plane maybe an hour ago to attend my son's graduation. So, wow. You know, daddy's working.
Appreciate it. Thanks for slipping, you know, taking time for us.
I'm filming a movie in New Mexico. I'm filming a Jordan Peele movie.
Yeah.
Right now it's called Next Man Up, but they may change it to him or Goat. But it's a psychological horror thriller, but it's a beautiful movie.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about that. So I was told it was, you know, a psychological horror film called Goat. You said there's an alternate title. Would you say Next Man Up, maybe?
Goat is the working title. Next Man Up is also the working title, but I think they may change that title. Okay. So just look for the Jordan Peele psychological horror movie, right, starring Marlon Wayans,
right,
and Tyreek Withers, that's going to be in theaters, and it's Universal, and I don't know the title. But it's going to be dope.
I'll look it up. Really? Monkey Paw Productions. So Peele's not directing, yes, like Get Out and Us. And
no, this Jordan.
He's producing it.
Jordan's not directing. He's producing his label, Monkey Paw's producing it. But the director, Justin Tipping, is a visionary. He did a movie called Kicks. I think he won an Oscar for his a student film. He's just a brilliant, brilliant young director. And I'm lucky to be in the movie.
Awesome. And what's the premise? It sounds like it's kind of perfect for your horror fan, scary movie, but also you have, you know, you've done some hoops movies, Six Man and Air, the Ben Affleck and Matt Damon. So like it kind of combines the two. What's the premise?
It's basically the greatest quarterback ever, which I play. And he's retiring, but he has to have a new quarterback coming in to take over the franchise. And he puts the quarterback through absolute hell in order to make him the franchise quarterback, and part of him doesn't want to leave his position. So I love the character, and it's something I've never done before, and I'm just happy to let it all out.
Did you use the ball? Did you ever play QB? I was outside linebacker, but were you a quarterback?
How your little ass outside linebacker?
That's what. Hey man, my little ass was the middle linebacker until we got to high school, and then they had to move me outside.
Somebody threw a rock at me.
Hey man, size of the fight and the dog, not dog in the fight, right?
My man, and you know what? That's as long as you grab that leg and get him down, you the man. I never played for organized football.
Yeah.
So man, throwing this ball, my arm hurts so much. I think there's things that your body at 15 is supposed to do. Yeah. Throwing a football is one of them.
One of them, yeah. But it didn't affect your spiral at all? It just hurts a little more?
Oh, it hurt. No, it affected it. My footballs look like someone got, like someone shot them. They just like...
Yes. Awesome. Well, we're excited to see it. I mean, to me, I don't know what your favorite Jordan Peele movie is, but man, to me, I mean, they've all been pretty damn impressive. And Get Out repays on repeat viewings. You can find so much symbolic stuff in there. The more you watch that, it's unbelievable. But what about you? Do you have a favorite?
Get Out. I thought Get Out was brilliant.
That's the best movies. The first watch is a roller coaster ride. You know, it's just fun as crap. But just like the Hitchcock movies or whatever, then you peel back the layers. You're like, oh my God, their wardrobe is forming an American flag. Or, oh my God, he's picking cotton to get out of the chair at the end. Like, there's so many layers. Yeah. That dude's a genius.
Yeah, he's brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday, so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Well, I mean, I mentioned, you know, your other sports movies, but what was, you know, I thought Air was one of my, I put that in my top 10 of the year. In my, you know, I'm our movie critic too. I put that in my, our top 10 of the year. But yeah, memories of working with Affleck and Damon. God, Bateman was in there. That movie was, Viola Davis, that movie was stacked.
Great cast. And we had a great time. And if you want to watch it, it's on Amazon. Working with Ben was great. Matt was really great too. I hope to do more projects with them in the future. And, you know, they're just great guys and visionaries, man. At this point in my career, I just want to do my best work with the best people. And, Ben and Matt were great. And Viola's amazing. And I didn't get to work with her, but just being in a movie with her, I could say, yo, I was in a movie with Viola Davis.
With one of the GOATs ever.
Yes.
Ever act. Awesome. That's cool. Yeah. And weren't you like Jordan's, I can't remember now, like a college coach or a high school coach?
I played George Raveling, who was Jordan's coach when he, one of the coaches when he was at the in the Olympics.
Okay. Gotcha.
Yeah.
When I saw you pop up in that, I always associate you with basketball because of the sixth man. Why did you have to make me cry like that? And I think I was in like middle school and I wasn't prepared for the sixth
man. I don't know.
I wasn't but prepared.
The work I'm doing right now dramatically is going to make a lot of people cry. Like, GOAT. And I think that I just did 2-3 episodes of Bel-Air.
Nice.
And, man, it was super dramatic. And, you know, I'm still doing my comedy. But these are my Robin Williams years where I've been doing it so long I could do it all.
I like that. The Robin Williams.
I want to make you laugh and cry in the same sentence.
Well, you just worked with Affleck and Damon. That's when, you know, Robbins won his Oscar, switching over from, you know, to Good Will Hunting. So maybe you got your Oscar.
Yeah, but I didn't win an Oscar on that one. Maybe the next one.
Maybe the next. Maybe go.
It's hard to win an Oscar on one scene.
Exactly. Give him a whole movie. Hey, man, I think
you know how good I got to be to win for one scene. That'd be dope.
You could. It's been done before. It was a couple of supporting roles. But, man, if anyone doubts your quote unquote serious acting chops, man, Requiem for a Dream. Do you think that scared enough people away from doing drugs ever? I mean, that is Darren Aronofsky scared the crap out of us.
I put my weed down. I put my weed down and I called my mama.
Yeah. It was really good. Do you remember how did he was like the camera like attached to you, like on a harness? Cause I feel like you were running around and I'll try to do it with my laptop, but it was like, you know, oh my God, it made you feel like you were high. But man, talk about how that worked. Was it like an apparatus?
You don't know how heavy a camera is until they put that thing on you. And to this day, I probably still got back problems from it. But it was hard, and I had to keep running and running far because Darren's very method. And yeah, but it was a great experience, man. I mean, I've been blessed to work with some great directors: Darren Aronofsky, Ben Affleck, Sofia Coppola, the Coen brothers. You know, Keenan Ivory Wayans. I've been blessed.
Absolutely. Well, the camera that you're holding now is not as heavy as that one, right? The one with the slight
Thank God.
thumbprint on the screen right there. There you go. That's the cell phone, baby. Cool. Well, before we run, scary movie. I have to ask in the tail end here. I think that to me, it's one of the great spoof movies ever, man. I mean, you know, there was all like the Mel Brooks stuff and Airplane and all that, those great spoofs. They're great. But man, for the horror genre, scary movie. I mean, I guess Young Frankenstein, that's still horror. But yeah, but scary movie. Come on, man. That was I'm gonna gut you like a fish. Like I still quote it to this day. But yeah, memories. Why do you think that one worked so well? Just because Scream was so hot at the time, or what?
I think they keep trying to resuscitate, refabricate, reconstruct the movie. And you know, I think at the end of the day, it's the point of view of three guys that's been a part of comedy for like 120 years, 150 years between us. That came together with this vision, and we gave him a not just a making fun of a genre, but we gave him a sense of humor. You can't refabricate that. You can't. They can do scary movies. They can do 100 of them. Until we do the next scary movie, it's not going to be good, because the only people that know how to work Frankenstein is Dr. Frankenstein. So if they want a great next scare, one of the scary movies would be great. And you'll let the Wayans brothers do what we do. Until then, you know, good luck.
You hear that, folks? You can slap that name on all you want. You can have Jaws 2, 3, 4, but you can't, if it's not Spielberg doing Jaws,
That's the
if it's
thing
not the
about our
Wayans
family
brothers.
humor. That's the thing about our family humor. If we walk off, it's not the same. You can't refabricate it, because ours is about our experience. Ours is about, you know, the way we see the world. You can't steal that. You can try, but the audience is going to start tasting like, this don't taste like the Wayanses.
No, this you. It's like you can't living in living color without the Wayans brothers, white chicks. You only certain people could pull that off, and you guys, it's your signature brand of comedy by this point. But you're doing drama now and horror, so everybody check out Goat.
Thank
Everybody
you.
check out MGM National
But
Harbor.
I'm still doing comedy.
Yeah, oh yeah, coming to MGM National Harbor. See, you're showing the range here. You got the
Yeah,
horror
see
film
that?
coming out, and you got the comedy tour. It's perfect.
Hey.
I really appreciate you joining us, especially because I know, trying to schedule this in between your kids' graduation and all
All
the
good, brother. All
All
good.
right, be well.
Thank you, brother.
See
Gang,
ya.
gang.
Thanks so much for listening to Beyond the Fame with Jason Fraley. Our theme music is Scott Buckley's Clarion. Remember to give us a 5-star rating if you like what you hear. We'll see you next time.